You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not going to take it anymore. Is not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Welcome to hour number three, and you are listening to the Common Sense Show, and we come to you live every Sunday evening at this time from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. on the East Coast and 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. on the West Coast, and you can figure out the rest. I'm your host, Dave Hodges, and we like to think of ourselves as the show that is freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. And our thanks go out to our good friends Joe Hagman of the Hagman and Hagman Report that can be heard here every Monday through Friday, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern. And they're doing a terrific replay of an outstanding show from last Thursday, tomorrow night on Monday, in honor of the holiday. But if you're around, you're done. Campfires are out. You're all sitting around. This is a show you're going to want to catch. Also, our good friend Gary Haven was kind enough to join us in hour number two and provide his insights. And, wow, that was really, really impressive. And pretty soon I'm hopeful that we'll be calling him Ambassador Gary Haven. And isn't it nice knowing you get such a good man into politics, into the U.S. government, a man who, you know, basically respects the word, follows the teachings of Jesus, is a good, upstanding, moral man, and uses his power for good. So anyway, I'm praying a lot that that happens. So anyway, our thanks to those two. This hour, we are sponsored by ReadyMadeResources.com. And again, if you, anything you need prepping-wise, Bob Griswold's your guy. Go to the website, look and see what he has available, everything from night vision to water filtration to communications devices. And go there, and the number is right there. Good chance you'll catch Bob after the show. Certainly you'll catch him tomorrow. That's readymaderesources.com. And we also are, boy, I'm getting all choked up here. We are also going to be talking to Bob Kudla and this hour. And man, I'll tell you, Bob, my friend, if you're listening, your interview really created a headache for me. He makes a couple revelations here in the video that really pissed off China. And they're coming after me with a vengeance. We had to block all the IPs from China because of the attacks on me, because of what Bob revealed. And this still isn't out there. What he says, you're going to hear in this interview that I did 2 days ago, you're going to hear Bob talk about something that has still not hit the mainstream media, but it's fact. And I'll tell you, they're mad because they're afraid that his word will get out and it'll affect the markets. And so you're not going to want to miss this pre-record I did when I caught up with Bob Kudla. And you're going to want to stay tuned after that, because I'm going to be talking to Ronnie McMullen. And we're going to be talking about the psychology of how we need to approach fighting the deep state. And it's very, very, very interesting conversation. So let's go ahead and let's roll the Bob Kudla interview and let that play through.
Hi, everybody. This is Dave Hodges of the Common Sense Show, and we're the show that's freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. And on the newsmaker line with me is Bob Kudla, and we have some developing events taking place in the market, and I've asked Bob to come on and address that. But a lot of you, too, have also talked to me about wanting to know more about what Bob does. I promo him as the man who teaches you how to do what he knows how to do, and he's teaching you how to fish. That's at thetradegeniusacademy.com. And I've received some email inquiries, so I thought we would just kind of cover this right off the top. And I need to be a little more clear in my commercials. Otherwise, you wouldn't be asking me these questions. So, Bob, welcome. We're glad to have you on. And what I like that you do, you always know there's a market that's good when another market goes bad. And you're teaching people how to make money on their own without the assistance of a broker. You're teaching them to do what you know how to do. Talk to us about that a little bit.
Yeah, hey, thanks, Dave. Really good to see you again. Yeah, so what we do at the Trade Genius Academy is that we're all traders here. So, you know, we've been trading for a long time. And so what we've done is we've show people basically the tips and the tricks and the mistakes that we've all made, and show people exactly what are the signals that work, when they should trade against them, and when they should get out of a trade, and really, really boil it down to the essence. So we keep it really simple for people. We take somebody who never traded before, and we can turn them into an expert if they wanted to trade stocks or options or even futures. And so we have a 12 series course on trading stock market. Then we have a whole series on tips and tricks on how to trade, you know, certain days of the week. If you see a certain indicator happen, if you see a certain news event happen, how to trade that. And then we're also going into the world of binary options. My partner is an expert on that, and that'll be something we'll be talking about in future months. But the Academy is really designed, you know, to teach people how to trade. And what we do differently, Dave, is that a lot of people that try to, you know, sell training on the internet try to make things very complicated, and they try to make it very expensive. And trading's actually very, very straightforward. And there's only a very few rules that you really need to know and adhere to. And we teach you that. And then we make sure that we provide you that training very cost effectively. And so the response, you know, this is our third month we have the Academy out. The response has been overwhelming, Dave, in terms of really helping people how to trade, especially in this market today that has really gone nowhere. They've really kind of put the market into a range. And so we're showing people how to trade that range and how to make money. And really a lot of people now are saying, hey, I really need a day trade to make a living. What's a safe way of doing it? We show them how to do that, and where they can go to cash at the end of the night and not worry about what happens overnight. So there's all kinds of tips and tricks that we show them, and what they pay for the Academy versus what they will make in the stock market, the ROI is impressive for them.
Yeah, the return on investment I've heard is very good from people who've done it. But I have heard a lot from people who just wanted to know more. They liked what they heard in the ad. And I understand you're offering a discount for Common Sense Show listeners and viewers and readers. So can you talk about that promo a little bit?
Yeah, for sure. And so what we're doing, Dave, for your listeners, you've been very kind to us, is that we're offering 50% off of anything in our store. So you just go to the website, TradeGeniusAcademy.com, and you put the promo code in of Make Money, and you get 50% off. And so that could be anything that you want to buy. You can buy the whole class. You can buy certain classes. You can buy certain tips and tricks. You can even buy what we call the day trading money machine, which will probably make you back your investment in the first day or two. And so that's our offer. And we're going to run that offer, Dave, till June 5th. Next week.
June 5th. So we're looking at... Make Money is the promo code, 50% off. TradeGeniusAcademy.com is the place to go to locate these offers. And, wow, 50% off. That's incredible. Well, I'm telling you, my instincts were good to reach out to you, because my listening audience is saying, Dave, tell us more. This is really intriguing, and we don't like using brokers, and a lot of them rip us off. And I got all the sob stories, and I said, well, no, he's not going to rip you off. He's teaching you to do what he does. You don't even need him. Once he teaches you, you're on your own. You cast your own line. It's good stuff. Hey, Bob, I wanted to mention to you, too, something you brought up the last time I had you on the show about the global economy and the American economy. Excuse me. You said that we were headed for a huge debt bubble with car loans, and it wasn't 12 hours after our interview, I was reading some economic analyses coming out of Europe. And they were saying the same thing about America. They said they're in big, big trouble with it. Where is that at right now?
Yeah, so where it's at right now, Dave, is that the basically, and if people want to look on their own, go ahead and, you know, Google stocks that are in the basically the auto parts market or even the automakers, you're basically seeing their stocks are crashing right now.
Right.
Is that the only way that they were selling cars is by getting more and more credit unworthy customers, and they were extending out their terms to 6 and 7 years and charging people 30% interest. Well, that is all blowing up right now, and so what we're finding is that not only are these loans are defaulting, is that some of these, remember how in 2008 when the housing market they were selling those packages, those home loans that all went bad?
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing, exactly the same thing. It's like the housing bubble.
Exactly. Well, they're finding the same fraud now, Dave. So when this thing goes, and you know, the auto market is about 4% of the GDP, but it represents a very much higher percentage of high paying jobs, and the ripple effect on these auto manufacturers starting to shut down, and they're going to start shutting down this summer to cut back on production. The ripple is going to be incredible. You'll not survive a recession. But on top of that, Dave, is that today the housing market reports came out, and housing starts and housing permits have plummeted. You know, the Fed is trying to lie to us and tell us that everything's well, so we're going to keep raising interest rates. And the reason why they're raising interest rates, Dave, is because they need to shove more money to the banks. And what's happening is that the loan demand is collapsing. And between the auto, the student, the consumer, and the housing, we're not going to avoid a recession. And then you and I were talking before, as you were looking at the international markets and worrying about China, you know, that now has just raised its ugly head.
What's going on in China?
So tonight, well, last week the Chinese started to talk about some of their loans that are starting to go bad. And today, Moody's has downgraded the Chinese debt. They've never done that before, ever. And their currency has collapsed tonight. And the last time this happened, Dave, 2 to 3 weeks after they devalued their currency like they did, we had an 18% correction in the stock market. The Chinese manufacturing that's collapsed. The Chinese banks are paying more to borrow money from their central banks than they are in terms of sending loans out to their clients. And that means the banks are all bankrupt. So the Chinese are going to go through in 2017 and 2018 what we went through in 2000 and 2008.
Yes.
And Dave, they're 300% debt to GDP. The Japanese are 400% debt to GDP. I mean, this will not end well. And, you know, you're going to need somebody to guide you through, you know, how to do this, because the mainstream media is simply telling you right now that the U.S. stock market is undervalued and underowned. And I'll tell you what that means in English. It means that we need you to buy stuff we need to sell so our rich guys can get out and leave you with the crap, so that you lose all your money instead of our rich clients.
Yeah, but retail's on the rocks in this country, so that's a losing proposition from the first step.
Oh, it's amazing. The retail coplex, they're calling it. And you know what happens after that is commercial lending and commercial banks, commercial real estate are going to follow. And here's the other thing, too, is that, you know, you have, you know, that's a primary source of income for young people and people who are retired and want part-time work. That's all what I call the incremental discretionary spend. You know, my daughter is pretty fortunate. She got a job at 16 because she has some special skills and a company that wanted to hire her because of the sport she plays. You know, but all she's going to do with her money, she's going to save half for college and half to spend it. Well, if they get rid of all these jobs, all that money that people spend on, you know, the what I would call the discretionary, you know, travel, leisure, massages, eating out, all those industries are just going to shut down. And I don't think people have grasped that yet. You know, 70% of our economy is service, and 25% of that is really government. So 40% of our economy is dependent on what we call discretionary spending. And between rent, healthcare, debt, and jobs drying up, you know, I mean, we could be in a world of hurt here, Dave, really quickly.
But as you like to say, when some markets go down, other opportunities appear. Am I not correct?
Absolutely. We say there's a bull market. There's a bull market always. And just to give you an example, 2007, 2008, the stock market went down 45%. The bond market went up 100%. And so it's really the incumbent upon you, and that's why we want to teach people instead of just giving them signals. We have a lot of our clients that go through the training, they end up joining our signal service as well, you know, to supplement what they've learned. But you need to know, you know, the seasons, and we already know as this thing rolls over, you know, what industries to be in, what ETFs to be in, what things to avoid. So to make sure that when things are happening, you can be sad for your neighbor, but you're taking care of your family.
It's, as they say, one man's recession is another man's depression.
And exactly.
And certainly everything's relative to what you do. And this is what I think has attracted a lot of my listeners to what you're offering here at TradeGeniusAcademy.com is because you're teaching them how to find these opportunities. How about these old sayings like this? Do they still work? When bonds are high, stocks will die. Are those truisms still holding their weight today?
Yeah, they are. What's being pitched is that both the stock market and the bond market are both overvalued.
Right.
But I guarantee you, Dave, if the stock market crashes, everybody's going to run into bonds. And that won't change. And, you know, people are going to move into precious metals to be safe. And as you already seen, we don't really trade it so much. We have traders that trade it, but you've seen the rise of the digital currencies too, Bitcoin and such, because of the anonymity and the ability of doing encryption. You're going to see more of that, more people opting out of the mainstream market. And we're going to guide people as to, you know, how to play that and how to prosper during, I think, a pretty tumultuous time. And it started already. We talked last month. I mean, last week we had a market that fell 50 points or 500 points in the Dow and back up. Dave, that's not normal. A normally functioning market does not move like that. That just means that there's no natural buyers and the central banks have to rush in to try to, you know, to stem the flooding. But they can't keep doing it forever.
No, they can't. You know, I do think you're right about the race to precious metals. And I have to say I had some good tips couple of years ago, and that's what I did, and I'm glad I did, because if I wanted to cash now, I've made a lot of money. But I've done it because I want liquidity if there is a crash, and I want to be able to spend something if there's a crash, and that's the main reason why I did this. So what you're saying, you know, I've seen actually work in principle before, but with the Chinese going down, I mean, this is huge for us, because number one, they might feel they need a war. It's kind of like pre-World War II Japan. And number two, our interlocks with them, with our retail industry, and our trade agreements, this could be devastating for mainstream financial markets. I mean, what will get hit first? If China takes the dive right now, how will we see this in America? How will this affect the average American?
Okay, so this is, you know, my view is probably a little different than the mainstream view is. You have to remember, the United States is we're a trade debt country, and we're what we call a credit debt country. And believe it or not, they will be the one-eye monster in the land of the blind. So the countries that are going to get hit the worst when this happens is, and you already see that. You saw Brazil fell, 20% in one day. Brazil, India, Japan, China, Germany, France are all in big trouble, and their markets are going to go. Now, we can all sit there and say, well, good for them. But what happens is, because what you said, everything's so interlocked, all these people have investments in the United States, and as they get margin calls in their country, they're going to suck their cash and capital out of our country to pay off, you know, debts that they have, and our stock market will come down with all of those economies. But believe it or not, our economy will rise back the fastest and the furthest, because we have the ability to feed ourselves and we have the ability to energize ourselves. So it's not all gloom and doom, but the stock markets will take major hits. We'll have major deflation, and for those people that are, that, you know, are carrying debt, you know, to the extent that you can get out of debt that you can't refinance, then you need to do so. If you're owning a home, hey, just, you know, continue on. You're going to be able to refinance your home sometime this year at very low rates. And, but that's what I see is going to happen. And, but what's going to happen, I think, Dave, is, you know, is all this stuff is always by design. They're going to use it as an opportunity to try to gain additional controls over, people's lives. And if we don't get healthcare under control, then all bets are off, Dave. I can't even imagine what next year will look like when you and I have to suck another 20% out of our income to pay for healthcare, you know, and that's money that's not going to be spent on other things that we want. And I think that's the big wild card going into 2018.
Yeah, and it seems like Congress is afraid to attack it because of the strength of the lobbies. These current events, effects that you're bringing up, is this the kind of training that you do in the academy?
Yeah, absolutely. What we do is that our view is that the market always knows. And so we have indicators based on what we call money flows that tell us that there's money moving into certain ETFs and certain sectors of the market, and we ignore the news, you know, that they put out on the mainstream media, and we trade the money flows because we figure the insiders know what's going on, and so we teach people how to trade those flows, and that way they don't have to panic or worry. And I'll give you an example. So 2 weeks ago, a lot of people were told, hey, gold's in big trouble. And we said, money flows are going into the miners. And we went ahead and we bought miners. And our subscribers made 5%. And then I said something. I even posted it. I said, I might be blasphemous here. But I said, hey, they're going to start moving the dollar up. I think we need to short the metals and miners for a trade. And this week they pushed the metals and miners down, and our subscribers made almost 10% on that, and the trade is still going. And I also said, hey, natural gas, they've been pumping natural gas pretty hard. I said the money flows are telling us that this trade is over. We should short it. We shorted it today and made 6% in one day, Dave. Those are the kind of things that we help people do. But if they were listening to CNBC or to some other people on the internet, that give just this, you know, this rhetorical, you know, time-worn, you know, advice, that they'd been on the wrong side of the trade. And you have to realize, if you make 12% a year trading, that's average long-term. We're making that for some people, you know, over a couple days or over a couple weeks. So our mantra is that we want to help people make money nearly every day and just grind it out and just be on the right side and have the right edge, and to just make good decisions and just set aside the news and just see what the money flow is doing. The money talks, Dave. The indicators, we teach people what those indicators are. We actually, even one of our programs, Dave, if they buy it, we actually give them the indicator themselves to download onto their computer, and they can just run it like I run it. They're looking at the same thing I'm looking at. So that's why I don't care. I don't worry any night. I wake up the next day, and I just look at the money flow and say, where are we going next?
You know, my wife, and I'll say this as we close here, but she used to manage a $60 million budget in corporate America. She was very, very good at what she did, but she wanted to end up being a mom more than she wanted to be a corporate executive. So my boy came along, she hit the road and cashed out with her stocks and took early retirement. But I got to put her in Trade Genius Academy. She's too much of a genius herself to not take advantage of this. This is good stuff, and this has been very enlightening for my listeners, because they're going to really want to hear the meat and potatoes beyond just a simple commercial. But the current event stuff, I mean, I had no idea about the China thing. You totally caught me off guard with that, and that's frightening into itself. But let me review what we've got here. We've got 50% off for Common Sense Show listeners with the
promo code Make Money, and the offer runs through June the 5th. And the website to go to take advantage of this training, this outstanding training, is TradeGeniusAcademy.com. That covers it, doesn't it, Bob?
It does indeed. Just go ahead and contact, and my partners will be happy to explain the programs and the training and any other questions they have.
And Bob, if we see some volatility in what you've been talking about that goes beyond what you've already said, feel free to contact me back. I want to do a follow-up on this because I think we have lightning in a bottle. And I don't think this is the last we've heard of this. This is what my instincts tell me. So I want to thank you for coming on, and we certainly look forward to the next time you come back. That's Bob Kudla, TradeGeniusAcademy.com. Don't forget that 50% special with the promo code MAKEMONEY, good through June 5th. Bob, thanks so much.
Dave, thanks for having me.
Well, there you have Bob Kudla. And I'll tell you, boy, did he catch me off guard with that China thing? And Bob, if you're listening, thanks. The attacks have not stopped since I published our interview. Anyway, I mentioned my wife getting into Trade Genius. Yep, she is getting into it. Got a benefit from it. See, the thing is, she's a stay-at-home mom, you know, and very talented person. I go out. I have the outside employment. You know, I tend to make the money. I let her manage the money. I'm not stupid. I know where the brains in our family lies. And she's doing Trade Genius, and I'd encourage all of you to do too. Just remember, you can take 50% off just by being a Common Sense Show listener. But is he a great guest or what? I mean, what information he has. Put him up on YouTube, and the reviews are just, they're outstanding. And they just love what he brings to the table because he has no agenda. He doesn't work for anybody else but himself. So kind of like me on this show, we can say whatever we want, whatever we think is true. So TradeGeniusAcademy.com, 50% off, promo code MAKEMONEY, and that offer is good through June 5th. Well, I did another interview this week, later in the week, with Ronnie McMullen, and you hear him here a lot on GetTheTea.com. But we talked about the psychology of dealing with the New World Order, and it kind of reminds me of Franklin Roosevelt. You know, the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. And we get into that issue, and FDR was really kind of on the money with that. Todd, let's go ahead and play that interview.
Hi, everybody. This is Dave Hodges of the Common Sense Show, and we're the show that's freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. And on the Newsmaker line with me is an old familiar guest, Ronnie McMullen, former talk show host, owner of GetTheTea.com, certainly the best array of health products that's out there. And we're going to talk about something that really crosses the domains of physical health and mental health. In particular, we're going to be talking about fear. From my perspective as a former mental health therapist, I think fear has paralyzed a good amount of this country, and it's keeping people from reaching their potential, has negative impact on their health. I know Ronnie agrees with that. Ronnie, welcome to the show, and I can't wait to explore this topic with you.
Thanks for having me on, Dave. It's a big topic, and I think people want to know about this subject. So it's a good subject.
It's one that all of us have to face. I mean, the words of Franklin Roosevelt ring in my ear. We have nothing to fear but fear itself. And you know what? To a large extent, when they were dealing with the Depression, World War II, he was right. He was absolutely right. He tried to free people from their shackles of fear so they could realize their potential to tackle the problems they were facing.
Well, and I think the thing is what's the antidote to fear? You know, I mean, we know fear. We know mass media is pushing fear. Sometimes religions are pushing fear. And so it's surrounding us. Health is huge on fear. Huge, huge. I mean, that's their marketing tool. So everything's on fear, and I think people are looking for the antidote. They're like, you know, yeah, I see fear. I get it. I'm with you. But how do you get rid of it? I mean, real time, you know, how do you get rid of it? Because, you know, sometimes these gurus will tell you, oh, well, this is how you do it, and that never works. And so I think people really want to know a little bit about it. You know, how can you recognize it, and how can you know that it's not really something happening, but it's really the true effect, you know, and how do we deal with that?
Well, how do you deal with it?
I think the first thing for me is realizing the fact that everything that you fear, 90% of it will never happen. Okay, so just flat out, straight. 90% of what you fear will never happen. So that means only 10% is really real. So that's your first category. And the fact that, you know, when you, fear sometimes is loss, okay? And sometimes it's something that we're forward thinking. So in other words, we're not in the now. We leave the now, move into the forward thinking. What if this happens? What if, you know, let's use something so people understand what I'm saying. So maybe we have an economy collapse. That's pretty scary for most people. Because will I have enough money? Will I lose my job? Will I make my car payment? Well, you know, and all this stuff that goes through their mind. Will I have enough food? Will this, that, and the other happen? So how do you combat that? Well, 90% of fear doesn't happen. So let's say that it doesn't happen. Then you had all of that anxiety and that worry and everything that happened into your brain. It happened for nothing. So what we need to realize is, you know what? To calm ourselves down, we need to realize what the truth is. You know, are we really going to lose the economy? Because I've heard about the economy for probably 10 years. And, you know, is it really going to happen? And I think it's, you know, like you said off air, it's about facing your fear.
I think, too, that what people fail to realize is that fear is so debilitating to the decision-making process. We know that, for example, brains that are under constant stress with, you know, fear as a central element, that brain cells actually shrink. Sure, you're aware of that.
Yes.
And you have an over-secretion of cortisol and adrenaline, which causes people to overreact in the face of stimuli where rational thinking might actually do them, you know, serve them better. So, you know, fear is indeed an enemy. And would you agree that our society is more fear-based now than it's been for a while?
Oh, yeah, and we know why. Well, at least I know why. I'm pretty sure everybody will agree with this, and this is because in mass media, and I call them mass media because it's not the news. It's far from the news. I mean, if you look at, you know, and I think, you know, we've seen this with the Trump administration, where all of a sudden, as soon as Trump enters office, everything is fake news, everything is, you know, meaning... There was fake news going on when Obama was in the administration, and there was fake news going on when it was Bush. There was fake news on with Clinton, and we can go back and back and back and back again. It's been fake news for a long time, but all of a sudden Trump gets into office, and it becomes this big, giant deal. I mean, I find it interesting that this is all taking place, and maybe, again, I think we're in a spiritual war, Dave. We're in the war where the dark knows it's getting ready to go at it. The light is coming. I mean, people are waking up. People are saying, I don't want any more of this. People are looking at CNN or Fox, and they're going, you know, that doesn't sound right. I don't think so. And again, you know, and there's still the elderly that's left that, you know, kind of believe a lot of the stuff, and they, oh, you know, look what CNN just said, you know, and there we go, back into our fear. And I think one of the biggest fears that I'm seeing that's happening and taking place is the fear of health. And people, that is something that's real. So the doctor says, here's what you've got going on. You know, how do you deal with that? Because you're fearful of it, but you're also, that's a truth. So that's one of the part of the 10% that is really taking place. You're fearing something that really is. How do you deal with that? And there are ways to deal with that. But boy, I tell you, when you're dealing with fear and health, those are tough ones.
Especially where they intersect. And let me tell you what I learned in my graduate days of my education. I learned there's about a 2-year incubation period between what we're talking about with negative emotion, impact on the immune system. What do you think about that? Do you think it's sooner, later? How do you view the interaction?
Well, I would say this. If you're talking about moving to, like, let's say the gut, where all of a sudden, you know, you have this stressful day. You just really have a stressful day. And 3 days later, you're ill like the flu. You feel like you're going to vomit, upset stomach. What is that from? Most people say, oh, I must have caught something, or I ate the wrong food. And usually your upset stomach is from that stress 3 days earlier. So back to what you were saying, I would absolutely believe it. I mean, when we go under the stress gun, having it actually incubate and 2 years later, that makes a lot of sense to me.
And because stress is cumulative too, that in fear we know exacerbates that. I mean, on the continuum here, we even can look at the inducement of panic attacks comes from fear.
And
what I look at with this is not, not just the health effects, the debilitating effect that it has on one's life, the ability to enjoy life.
Yes, yes. Well, and you know, one of the things that I've been kind of researching and checking out and making sure I'm correct on this is we are beings that are meant to create. So if we are in a fear mode, we are not creating, okay? We are usually paralyzed. So if we start using our creative talents, okay, you might say co-creator, where we start using and creating things, you know, doing something, whether it's, you know, writing a piece of music or writing a book or working on a company or whatever it is, it doesn't matter. Painting, you know, it just really doesn't matter. When you're creating and you're doing, all of a sudden, fear doesn't seem to be that big a deal. All of a sudden, things change and the weights change, in my opinion. All of a sudden, this becomes more important, that becomes less important. And to me, it is a great antidote to fear, because if people get into their creative self and they start doing creative things, and it doesn't matter what that creative thing is, you would be amazed. And what I mean, I watch is when it comes to, you know, part of the nutrients and everything else is you really need a lot of physical activity. And so a lot of people, they go and they weightlift or they run or they do this. And some of these things are very hard. There's a lot of resistance and they're very hard on the body. But we need to have the cardio. Well, a lot of people have switched to dance, where they actually dance. And in fact, Zumba is one of the most popular dances out there right there. And it's a workout dance. But they create as they go. Sometimes it's not exactly the same thing, and they can kind of create a dance. And okay, let's do a new dance. And they're creating, and they're dancing, and the cardio's up, and everything's good. And guess what? During that whole amount of time, are they fearful of anything? And the answer is no.
That's a really good observation there. And it's also about the more self-empowered one is, the lower the fear response becomes.
Yes.
But I really look at this terms of health. We get into health effects.
Yeah.
And you know, at the university level, I teach a class called health psychology. And what we talk about is the interaction between mind and body. Mm-hmm. Instead of the old Cartesian model that mind separate from the body, that's not true.
Right.
Mind affects the body. But what we look at, Ronnie, in this course is we're seeing clear correlations now between negative emotion, which includes fear, and things like heart disease and cancer. And it's not that people wouldn't get them anyway if they're predisposed genetically. It just means they're getting them a lot sooner than they ordinarily would.
Well, they're feeding them. They're feeding them.
Explain what you mean by that.
Well, when you're negative emotions, and let's go to this. So they're finding right now that there are 30 and 35-year-olds with perfect cardiovascular, please hear me correct, perfect cardiovascular, that are having stress attacks and literally having a major heart attack and dying. Okay? What is that off of? Stress, off of fear, off of, you know, all the things that stress us out. Lack of control. You know, many times when people are major controllers, they have huge problems, because if you can't control something, it controls you. And so we fail at that issue. And instead of what I call letting go. And when you let go of things, and I don't think that I have, you know, obtained this, because I'm the same as most humans, but I've been learning to let go more. I mean, many of us are facing diseases, and we go, how did I get this disease? And some of these diseases are tough. And in fact, the fear factor kicks in with all the healthcare professionals saying, well, this is a fatal disease. If you don't do this, this, and this, you know, you're going to die in 3 years. And, you know, I mean, I had a doctor I saw, and he was a cardiovascular guy. And he basically said, oh, well, you know, you have blood sugar problems. Oh, well, you're going to die before everybody else. I didn't find that funny.
That's not empowering at all.
No, I didn't find that good at all. And then he wants to see me all the time? I don't think so. So what I did is I got very involved and took a high blood pressure and brought it to normal. Okay? But I had to be proactive. I had to be a part of that. I couldn't just say, poor me, I'm sick, and boy, I'm scared to die of a heart attack. You know, I think death is really, really overrated. I really do. I think death is really a doorway from one dimension to another. So if we realize that death is just a doorway and it's a change, that's really all it is. It's just a change of structure, something we don't understand on the other side, then we really don't have to fear it. And if we don't fear death, really, what do we fear?
Loss of control, which really comes back to fear.
Yep.
That's what I think. And let me give you an example, too. My work, as I try to analyze what's going on in the world and what the threats are to the American people, my work has never been more stressful than it is right now because of the multitude of things that are on our country's plate. So, do you know what I've done in reverse to this? I've gone back to my roots. So, you know, I'm an old retired college basketball coach, and I got offered I was solicited to coach a local high school team. And I thought about it and said no. And my wife said, "You're going to say yes?" And I said, "Why? You got to have fun. And you've got to manage stress in your life with things that you enjoy." And I thought, that's some of the best advice I've ever received.
And I'm with your wife.
I think there's a message there. By the way, I've accepted, and I'm glad I did. And I think we need to take time to enjoy our moment to moment, enjoy the earth that God has created for us,
yes,
and the beautiful things that are here, instead of always worrying about the next boogeyman around the corner. And the boogeymen are real, but sometimes before you get to the corner, maybe we should stop and have some fun.
And that is absolutely true. I have an acre of fruit trees, and I call my trees my girls. And I go out with my girls, and I water them, and I give them food, and I trim them, and I make them look good. And you know the gift they give is they give us organic fruit. And lots of it. And it's interesting when you get, you know, I'll have a backache. I'll wake up in the morning with this gnarly backache and I go, "Oh man, I feel that crud." Wink, wink, wink. I'll go out and I'll work with my girls and I'll clean them up, pick their fruit, whatever it is, get them ready for when they're going to give fruit. And you know what happens to my back? It goes away. Why is that?
Mind over matter.
Exactly.
In this case,
powerful
body.
Yeah. How powerful is the mind? Let's talk about that. You know that one. How powerful is the mind over our body and over health?
Well, I'm a disciple of the late Wayne Dyer, and that man taught me more than almost anybody but my parents and a few coaches and my wife. He was tremendous. And what I learned from Wayne is he said, "You can have what you want in your life and have happiness and abundance. First, you have to believe it." He talked about fear being the block, belief that you need to have a prerequisite to accomplishing a state of mind of peace and accomplishing things that you're proud of in your life.
He's dead on. It is a blocker.
He used to say, "Act as if." As if would be you've already arrived at where you want to be.
As a man thinks, a man is.
That is right on the target here. And this is what I see with people around me. A lot of people in my business, in the independent media, they do this 24/7. I felt I was getting caught up in that, and this is why I talked about the coaching. But I'm doing other things, too. I'm trying to learn some gardening from my wife. And, you know, she's got the green thumb in the family. I'm trying to reach out and do other things now, because I want to say I had some fun while I was here.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, what good is being here if we didn't have any fun? You're on it. Spot on. And I am, that's where I'm at. It's like, you know, as years go by, there's two ways to think about it. Oh, you know, what's coming up and, you know, doomsday and blah, blah, blah. And you think about all the scarves. And I've been going, you know, I don't want to think like that. So I reverse it and I go, what was my best day? Oh, yeah, I married my wife. Oh, I had children. Oh, I had, yeah, I remember that puppy. Oh, and I go to my good times and I go to that and I say, that's what I need to reclaim. In other words, you know, create new times. And what did I just say? Create new time. Create. So it's not creation just always painting a painting or doing, you know, a vase. What it is moving in that creative spirit. And really, when you're in a creative spirit, you're out of control. That's how I see it. You know, an artist will tell you, they'll be like, oh, I really don't know where this was going, but now I know where it's going. So when we're out of control, I think it's exciting. You know, I sometimes, you know, even radio, you know this, Dave, I would be like, you know, what are we going to talk about? I don't know. What are you going to talk about? Some of the best shows, there's nothing scheduled.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Right?
Well, Wayne Dyer captures it this way. He says that you reach a point when you let yourself live in the moment and live without fear. He said you are inspired. And then he says, what is that really saying? You're in spirit.
Beautiful. Bravo. Inspired. I love that. And there's nothing better. And it is for me anyway. There is nothing better than being guided by the true spirit. Nothing. Because when you're guided by the true spirit, you are in the truth.
It's true. But to enjoy that, you have to have good health. My segue would be to what you do for the public is, and I truly believe this, I mean, yeah. To enjoy life, you have to have a measure of health. You don't have to be the most healthy, the most fit. You have to have a measure of health commensurate with what you enjoy doing. And you know, you certainly are one of those people that steps out there and helps people do that. So take a moment and let's talk about what it is that you try to do public with regard to helping them achieve health so they can turn around and embrace their lives without fear.
Well, what I like to do is I like to play mad scientist and come up with concoctions that are herbs, all plant-based, all GMO-free, and all organic, so that I can come up with something that helps people with their health, because God put the herbs here, and herbs are powerful warriors. And they're like the Bat Cave. I mean, they're there to protect us. And so I like to see which ones tackle one thing that you might have sick-wise or was some kind of disease. I like to tackle that and say, okay, what, you know, and of course I can't say disease, so I have to scratch that from the day. But, you know, basically I try to find the herbs that deal with our body in a positive way. There's a better way to say it. And that is exciting to me. I mean, when I went to the cardiovascular doctor and he's like, oh, well, you got this, that, and the other, and you're probably going to drop dead before anybody else, you know, and I'm thinking, wow. You know, and I'm paying you for this? I mean, seriously. So, you know, and I'll never forget. I'll be quick here. I'll never forget. He said, by the way, herbs don't work. I know you're part of this get the tea thing. Herbs don't work. Okay. And you're a doctor, and I have to believe you. Okay. But if I take an herb at the same time I take a pharmaceutical, it will cancel out the pharmaceutical. What does that mean? And he basically said, you know, yeah, the herbs don't work. And if he says, and if you ever really want to take me up on it, let's make a bet. And he says, I'm not talking about a $100 bet. I'm talking about several thousands of dollars. And he says, let's make a deal to where we'll test pharmaceuticals over herbs and you'll see herbs doesn't work. And I thought, wow. And sure enough, I got medical journals and there are herbs that absolutely work. And so, you know, maybe I need to go back and make him a huge wager. I'm not a betting man, though. But long of this, short of it is Allison Advanced. Beautiful thing. If you have stomach problems, it's great to get colostrum. It's natural, God's natural vitamins. And when you're looking at something like Allison Advanced, it is nature's antibiotic. Okay? So that is a beautiful thing. And it's got so many good things in it. And then, of course, the tea is cleaning the colon. You know, so many times we get sludge caught in our colon and we're in trouble. Colonoscopies are no fun. So I get enjoyment watching people change and watching people get healthy and feel better and say, wow, Ronnie, and they'll email, thank you so much. It was so, you know, this was great. And, boy, I tell you, it helps me sleep at night.
Sounds really good. Well, how do people find out about your product? How do they order, and what do you have available, basically?
Well, I got this, the what I call the Big Three. It's one of my favorite specials, and what it is it is Allison Advanced. It is the Super Strength Tea, and it is the colostrum, whether you want vanilla or you want chocolate. And I'm kind of a vanilla fan, but they're both good. And those, I mean, you have those three products. Yippee-yay, you're going to do well. And you can get it at getthetea.com. And again, it's getthetea.com. YouTube channel is Health Matters Now. And you can get these great products, and it will change you. And we also send information sheets on the product so that people know what they're taking. That's the key to being proactive. It's like, you know, so many people will buy something, I'll buy the tea, and, you know, 2 weeks later they forgot what it was, what it did, goes in the closet, next thing you know, a year later they throw it out. No, I don't like
stuff.
That.
Good stuff. I mean, and I get so much positive review. I mean, both on your content segment, when we come on and talk about current events, and in this case, I love the psychological construct we talked about today, but I get so much good feedback on your products. So let me put this out there again. GetTheTea.com. And I'll tell you, there's nothing like it. And you reach people on so many multitudes of health issues. It's incredible. Whoops, I can't say health. But you know what I mean. Things that don't make you feel good. There we go, FDA. And you've done so much good for people. And the growing list of people who endorse your work and your products, it's incredible. I'm seeing happen here with the growth. So getthetea.com, Ronnie McMullen. Ronnie, I want to thank you for joining us. This has been very interesting. We kind of branched away from current events to talk about us. I think it's valuable. And again, I'd encourage everybody to visit getthetea.com to look at the great product line that Ronnie has available. Ronnie, thanks so much for joining us.
Please, if you order from Dave, let us know. Please let us know, because we're here to support Dave Hodges.
Appreciate it.
And really, let us know. It's very, very important. I know that checking that little box is probably not a big deal, but it really is a big deal for Dave. So we really appreciate Dave, and we'd like to know.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Thanks, Dave.
Dave sent you. Thanks, Ronnie.
Well, it is true. We have nothing to fear but fear itself, and it really is true. And a lot of stuff there that I thought, I wanted to say, because people say, Dave, you're doing all this doom and gloom stuff. It's terrible out there. But I really have fun in my life. And when I get away from the microphone, I'm generally looked at as probably one of the most optimistic people you'll meet. Excuse me. I wanted to put a general all call out there for everybody. If you happen to know Kaylee Wilgus or Liz Elsie Conley, and they were put out of business for selling burritos because they're white and they're in the Portland area, I hope you'll put them in contact with me, because I want to do a show on this outrage. I've done a mini story on it on my website at thecommonsenseshow.com. You can get a hold of me at davehodges@thecommonsenseshow.com if you know how to get a hold of these people. Our thanks go out to Joe, to Gary, and of course to our last two guests. And we'll be back next week with more material as things present, and keep fighting the good fight, everybody. We appreciate all of you, and we'll see you back here again next week.